You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Right now, use promo code SPORTS20. That's promo code SPORTS20 to get a free $20 bet at PlayAlberta.ca. Asked, Kevin, welcome to the show. I know it's a game that doesn't mean anything in the standings for Canada, but their head coach made it pretty clear there's still lots to play for here for a nation that's just looking for more experience. I know there's obviously Atiba Hutchinson and some guys who won't be back, but a lot of the core guys on this team are going to be in the World Cup in 4 years, and so they could really use another experience tomorrow.
Exactly. The core age of these group, 22, 25, we're talking about Davies and Cal Lamb and other players from that generation. So they will be there in 4 years, and the first stone will be laid on tomorrow for 2026. Of course, Canada will be one of the three hosts with Mexico and with the United States. Now, that being said, how much of a passing of a torch is it really the last game? Is it going to be a nod to the past? Maybe we'll see some of the veteran that haven't played so far, like Samuel Piech, or maybe it's more of a nod to the future with Kone maybe getting a start. Those are all possibilities, but a victory would be more than just a moral victory. It would be points, and it would also show that Canada's not last in the World Cup. In 1986, Canada finished 24th out of 24 with 0 goal and 5 goals against. Right now, Canada has 5 goals against. We scored a goal, but we still have 0 points. We can make amends in a way. And if we come out of this World Cup with 3 points, well, it's progression.
Well, 100%. It would be progression for sure. Now, we saw in the last match, now, Croatia has one of the best midfields, arguably, in the tournament. So, you know, maybe that's unfair. But, you know, Atiba Hutchinson's speed definitely, you know, it looked like it didn't match up to them. Do you expect him to start tomorrow? And do you think John Herdman will give him as long of a leash because maybe it's his last game? Or does he need to kind of remove the emotional side of it and play guys who are better if he's not able to keep up with Morocco's midfield?
That's what I would do. I would not even start Atiba Hutchinson. I would make him as a cameo role. So late in the game, I would send him on as a cameo. Thank you very much on the biggest stage. Morocco is a way better team than we anticipate. And the way they play is a bit the counterattack. When they drew Croatia in their first match, 0-0, Morocco had 35% of the possession. They were trying to hit Croatia on their counterattack. And when they played their second game against Belgium, similar tactic, but they were able to break down Belgium on that counterattack and score twice. So Canada has to pay attention to the midfield tomorrow to not be caught in transition with a counterattack. Canada does like to control the ball, so that midfield will be very important, and we need dirty players. Not as dirty as they're going to do things that are not welcome, but we need the gritty play. We need that muck, that mud in the midfield. I expect a Samuel Piech to play on the last game of Canada to be able to break that momentum, to break that transition, and to make sure that Morocco does not counter Canada efficiently.
Well, Morocco's got, you know, two of the better players in the world here. How do you see Canada defending them? Because they looked very good against Belgium.
They did look very good against Belgium. I think Belgium also really hit the wall quickly. The way there's rumors of actual fights happening in the locker room, according to Thibaut Courtois, the goalkeeper, he's really not happy that rumor leaked, which gives a lot of credentials to that rumor. But Belgium did not look good at all in any game they played so far. Morocco, surprising with the speed, the youth, and an organized group. And that's been the story of this World Cup for me. Teams that are well-coached will maybe play better in a one-off scenario. And today, Saudi Arabia got eliminated, even though they beat Argentina earlier this year with a great manager that I have a lot of esteem for, Hervé Renard. But when we look at Morocco, that's the same type of organization. They have a couple players like Hakim Ziyech, who's a Chelsea player, who's one of the best in the world at his position and hasn't had easy over the last couple of years with injury and with a lot of well, disagreement with the national team. There was a lot of disagreement with the prior management, and now things seem to have settled with Morocco, and we're seeing them perform really well, one of the surprises of the World Cup so far. They could get out of the group. They could win this group with the win against Canada, depending on the goal differential. But for Canada, the benefit here is Morocco does not have a big of a scouting system and organization as a Croatia or Belgium, and maybe they're not aware of Canada's top qualities that haven't played so far. So that's why I think Kone might be the real true game breaker in this one.
Kevin Laramie joins us. You look at Canada and you know, they're Belgium, Croatia. Like, Croatia look really good. Belgium, it's funny. They come in ranked the number two nation in the world, but they're definitely not playing. Like, and I don't even think, you know, like, I'd be very curious to see where their ranking is. The other games tomorrow, Costa Rica, Germany, Japan and Spain, you know, Germany and Spain. Now, I know there's no guarantee, but I would think that those two teams are moving on. We already have four of the matchups set for the round of 16. Netherlands takes on the U.S., France, Poland, Argentina, Australia, and England, Senegal. Of those four matchups, Kevin, which one intrigues you the most?
I really think the England-Senegal one could be tricky because Senegal, without their best players, Sadio Mane, who was injured just before the World Cup, he plays for Liverpool in England, well, he missed the World Cup. So without their best player, they were able to find ways to goal and find ways to overturn games and get success. England looked great in their first game, and since then, it's a bit of a mismatch with players playing out of a position and tactical management of games that have been iffy by Gareth Southgate, manager of England. So I do expect, not a surprise there, but it's going to be tougher than anticipated. And the African team have played well in this World Cup so far. European team have played okay. CONCACAF team, our region here, has been struggling. If you look at Mexico eliminated today, Canada eliminated, Costa Rica has a chance to progress tomorrow if they can beat Germany. And beating Germany seems like a big surprise, but Japan created one of the biggest surprises this year by beating Germany in their first game. So tomorrow, Spain, it's not going to be that easy, Japan and Spain either. It's a World Cup that there's nothing, I would say, set in stone. The temperature, the different time of the games locally to make sure that the games are played in the market, the right thing. So those are all, I would say, bringing the games to a lowest common denominator. And so far, we have surprises. If Costa Rica beats Germany, Germany could be out of the World Cup. So there is not a single easy game, even when we're looking at maybe the France game in the round of 16. France, maybe my top team so far in this World Cup, took it easy in the last game of the group stage, sat nine of their starting 11 players, and they lost against Tunisia. So there's not an easy game. And going forward, it will be a lot more tight than we can expect another World Cup.
You've seen every team play at least twice, and obviously most teams have now played three games. Is there one team that has emerged that you just think is playing the best and is your favorite?
Yeah, and I thought it was France, and the game against Germany, Spain, maybe cooled me, but I think Spain could be that game, that team. The first game they played, the 7-0, they won by a touchdown, but that team was beautiful to watch. It was free-flowing. The ball was going from one side to another, finding the open space, finding the back of the net. If that happens, which in typical Spain fashion, they keep the ball, they keep the breadth of possession, they stifle the opponent by not giving them the ball. If this happens in a knockout stage, Spain will be very difficult to beat. It's not necessarily easy for them to break down a good defense. So when they face a team like Portugal isn't playing well, it could be dangerous. But Spain could be my favorite with France, the defending champions. And maybe we can have defending champions for the first time in 50 years. But I would say France and Spain right now are my top two teams.
What about Brazil?
Yes, Brazil is very high. I do like them a lot, Jason, too. We'll see on Friday when they play Cameroon how they handle injury to Neymar. Could be tricky here. The beauty with Brazil is it's not necessarily the player that we anticipate. Richarlison, yes, he's going to be marked and he's going to be looked at. But Fred and other players that are a little bit more in obscurity will find a way to step up at the highest stage. That's the beauty of Brazil. They always have one youngster who steps in front of the limelight and able to get a good result. So I do believe Brazil will be dangerous going forward. It's all about the energy and how Neymar gets back from injury. His ankles, from what I've heard from the Brazil camp, might be a bit more serious than firstly thought. So hopefully he can contribute in a knockout stage, but I think he'll be ruled out for the Friday game.
Kevin, great stuff, man. What is your prediction? What do you expect tomorrow, Canada versus Morocco?
I think Canada will play very well. I think Canada's going to reassure themselves defensively, stay in the game this time around, not necessarily try to play with Morocco, stay in a close one, 0-0 late, and Jonathan David might break his deadlock in this World Cup, scoring the game winner. Canada 1-0 against Morocco.
Ooh. All right. Thanks for your time, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.